2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. All right, I'm going to ask you guys a question, and I don't want you to give an answer that I've seen or heard before.
Oh.
Because last night, I saw The Truman Show for the first time ever. That came out, what, 23 years ago?
Yeah.
And all of you guys were like, how have you never seen that movie?
Mm-hmm.
You never saw it?
Oh.
It was fantastic. Oh, yeah. Stop it. You ruined my whole bit.
Scotty's not coming through to us, by the way. We can't
start
hear
over again. Oh, good. Then that means that you didn't hear what he said, yeah. And he didn't ruin the bit.
He didn't ruin anything.
Don't say anything further, Scotty.
Negative Nancy.
No, say it again.
I don't like Jim Carrey. I'm not a big fan.
What was he going to say? Scott, let him say it.
No, it's okay. Forget it.
No, go ahead. Say it.
No, say it.
I never saw The Truman Show either because I'm not a fan of Jim Carrey. I think
really?
I like Liar Liar, but that was it.
You didn't like Dumb and Dumber?
No.
Ace Ventura?
The Mask?
Ace Ventura is like the best movie ever.
I only saw like 5 minutes of it. I'm like, what?
What about when he was on In Living Color and he did Fire Marshal Bill?
Oh, yeah.
I did like that because it was dumb. I like
that. How about Mannequin? Mannequin was one of his first movies, and I still love that movie.
Wait, he was in Mannequin?
I think so.
I think that was Andrew somebody.
It's Andrew Ridley.
Wait a minute. Wait.
It's not Jim Carrey.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It was Andrew McCarthy.
Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah. It's one of my wife's favorite movies.
Are you sure?
Wasn't Samantha from Sex and the City the mannequin?
She was the mannequin.
Oh, yes. Okay, you're right. And they have a song called Do You Dream About Me, which I thought was one of the best songs.
I'm sorry for derailing the whole thing. Go on, Nate.
No, I think Danielle just derailed it with her mannequin.
Yeah, no, I thought he was a mannequin. Why did I think he was a mannequin?
By the way, has anybody seen the movie Mannequin?
A long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it. I've seen
thing
it.
Ever.
I love that movie.
That was the 80s.
What was the premise of it? This guy falls in love with a mannequin, and I remember he puts her on the back of his motorcycle or something.
She comes to life, though.
Yeah.
She comes to life.
You know what? If you think about that really in depth, that would not age well in today's society.
No.
I mean, the guy's like with a fucking doll. He's like, oh, I'm just going to take this home and be all creepy with it.
It's like a sex doll.
No, but she was alive, so she had her, you know, free will. She could have said things if she wanted to.
She didn't really have free will.
Yeah.
She could have talked. She spoke.
Yeah, she did speak. Yeah.
You know,
Does anybody remember Jim Carrey?
We met Jim Carrey when we were in the city once, and I was with Elvis and my husband and Alex.
Did you say you loved him in Mannequin?
No, but he was shut up. He was walking out, and we were all like, "Hey, Jim Carrey," blah blah blah, and he totally ignored us, didn't even look at us, didn't give us the time of day.
Because it was
Billy Crystal. What a joke! It was not. Enough with the jokes, Brody. It was actually a mannequin.
Enough with the jokes.
Jim Carrey, though, is not like the person that everybody thinks that he is. He's not that guy from Liar, Liar, and Ace Ventura. He's very serious, and he has openly talked about his struggles with depression and how hard it is.
It's impressive, amazing.
If you want to see him in a serious role, you have to watch Man on the Moon, where he does Andy Kaufman. He should have won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I thought he was a great actor, and then he just kind of fell off a cliff. I mean, he really hasn't. I mean, he did The Grinch, right? And what else?
I liked him as Biden
on SNL.
No, yeah, he is doing Joe Biden now.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah.
No, he was. He's not doing that.
He was.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what was your question, Nate?
Oh,
I don't think we ever got to it.
Yeah.
My question was, like, this movie is 23 years old, and I had never seen it, and I thought it was great. Scotty B's opinion excluded. What have you seen that you never saw? It's old, and you're like, wow, this is great. How come I didn't see this before?
Office Space.
The Goonies.
Office Space is so good.
The Goonies.
I forgot both those films.
I saw it over the summer.
What, are you guys crazy? How did you not grow up going to the movies and seeing Office Space or The Goonies?
I saw it over the summer for the first time at a drive-in in Massachusetts. I saw The Goonies.
The Goonies is like a rite of passage for people.
Wasn't that like your generation?
Let me tell you something. You could throw probably 50 movies at me that I should have seen that I never saw.
So yeah, Scotty's like scary. Yeah. Scotty's like scary in the movie sense. Yeah. Like he doesn't watch a lot of movies.
Even I saw The Goonies and Office Space. That is a classic.
I've never seen Office Space.
Oh my God, it's so good, Danielle.
So no,
you gotta watch
it?
That movie.
You
yeah.
Never watched Dumb and Dumber.
How about E.T., Scotty? Did you ever see E.T.?
Yes, I saw E.T. Reese's Pieces.
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
I've never seen E.T., so my immigrant parents didn't let me watch any TV or movies, like none of that stuff when I was younger. I didn't get to really start watching stuff till I was 15, so That's where I started.
So, Gandhi, you probably have the same list that I have. I've never seen movies like Ghost or Jurassic Park.
What?
Me neither. Or,
okay, whoa. I've never seen Jurassic Park.
Scotty, either.
What?
You're dead to us.
Gosh.
Ghostbusters? You guys, this is terrible. Yes.
I said Ghost.
You know, it's a ghost with Demi Moore and
what the hell was it?
Patrick Swayze.
Is that the hands on the pottery?
Yes.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Yeah, Scotty, that's the whole movie.
Never saw it.
But that's all I know about it too.
I just remember him behind her, and they're like, "Whoa,
all right, hold on. Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
My darling."
Parts of it.
What?
Yeah.
The poster, Scotty. You saw the poster.
That's what I saw.
There's a hole in it.
Yeah. For the first time, and only because Cobra Kai came out, Brandon made me watch the original Karate Kid, which I had never seen.
Wow.
Classic. By the way, what a stupid movie.
Like, oh my God, so stupid.
Would that ever happen?
Why? Hey,
seriously, this whole thing, like, okay, if I'm, what's the blonde kid's name that he fights in the end?
Johnny.
Okay, if I'm doing this shit, I totally know I'm going to get kicked in the face. Telegraph your move. Even more. Right? That would never fucking happen.
No, he threw
Wait a minute, but Truman Show would happen?
He didn't know what that was. He threw him for a loop with that. He never saw that crane thing before.
Oh, bullshit. You gotta be prepared.
Scotty is defending the integrity of the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
The dumbest ending to a movie
ever. First of all, Johnny was an idiot. Stupid. He wasn't the brightest guy in the world.
Yeah, he drinks Corn Banquet.
The guy was crippled. He thought he was limping on one leg.
Get off his case. He had a bad dad growing up. Seriously.
That whole thing, that movie, I don't know, it just infuriated me. Was it Ralph Macchio?
Yes.
I remember it was like, we would watch him and we just like hated the kid that was better than us.
How do you not love Pat Morita in that film?
Aww. Oh, by the way.
And Pat, you know, Morita? When he's catching the flies with the chopsticks?
Yeah. Wax on, wax off.
Okay, yeah, the guy's name is Noriyuki Morita.
He passed away, too, you know.
But no, wait. How is Pat a nickname for Noriyuki?
It's not. It's because white people, no offense, probably couldn't get the name right, so he had to anglicize it and make it Pat. Like, my dad calls himself Brad for no reason. His name is Pradeep.
Every time he says Brad,
I'm like, shut up. Nobody knows who Brad is. Stop saying that.
But every generation has its set of movies that were like kind of like you look back on it 20, 30 years later and like, why the hell did I love it? Because at the time you were a kid growing up, that was all the rage. The Karate Kid movies, like The Breakfast Club, and Say Anything.
So mine, 17 and all that stuff. Gandhi, you probably remember this one, Blank Check. So this kid comes in, finds a blank check, and he writes $1 million for himself and cashes it in the bank, and he steals it from two guys, and then he buys a mansion and then falls in love with an almost like 30-year-old, and the 30-year-old kind of like flirts with him to be cute, like something that would never happen today, right? Like a 10-year-old and a 30-year-old flirting on camera, please. And the fact that he just wastes $1 million on a house and his parents have no idea, like he'll sneak home and live at home and then sneak back to the mansion. But yeah, Blank Check, it's on Disney Plus.
What was the first one that you guys mentioned this morning?
The Truman Show?
No, not after that. And I said, I never saw it. And then you go, you got to say that one. I
don't Office Space.
Office Space. Space. I'm writing these down.
Yeah. No, Daniel, Office Space really might be one of my favorite movies of all time.
Can the kids watch that one? The kids will like it?
Yeah. Danielle, Jennifer Aniston is in it. It's so funny. Okay. It is hilarious.
Okay.
I have a TV show like that. The one that everybody like jumps down my throat, The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't love it. I didn't really like
you know
it. I watched the first season
that you
and got
see
bored.
From the 80s, License to Drive. That's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Guys, it's got the Coreys in it, and they steal Grandpa's car. Yeah, it's
the
fantastic. Yeah.
Feldman and Haim?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, you guys got to watch Better Off Dead. You got to see, obviously, everyone saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Is there anything from like the 90s or 2000s?
Yeah, I was just going to say anything from this century.
All this stuff.
St. Elmo's Fire. These are classics.
Scary.
Once again, not this century.
Movies.
What about Gremlins?
Tape.
Have you seen Gremlins?
You know what I think was so overrated that was on not too long ago?
What from the 70s, Scotty?
No. Do you remember Clerks, the black and white movie from 95 or so?
Yeah.
Everyone raves about that. I'm like, I don't understand.
It's slow and black and white.
If
you know the story behind it, it's a more interesting movie. I think they made it for like $500 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy, ridiculous number.
You want to do 90s? What about Something About Mary?
Scary's back.
That's a great movie.
Thank you. Something About Mary. 98, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, 98. You're correct. Nate.
When was Jay and Silent Bob?
That was
Clerks.
Mid-90s? It's Kevin Smith movies you mentioned.
Yeah.
American Mall movie.
Mall Rats.
American Pie. Mean Girls.
What about scary movies? Movies that we thought were so scary, like Child's Play back in the day. Now you watch and you laugh.
My daughter wants to watch it. We won't let her. She wants to watch it, but I just it's still very gory
though. Like you compare it to something like The Ring now.
Yeah, but it's scary for little kids that a doll comes to life and kills everyone.
I watched The Exorcist way. Obviously, I wasn't alive when it came out, but I watched it when I was in college, and it still kind of terrified me. That girl's face. Oh my God. I don't like that stuff. That Chucky, get out of here.
My kids play with this. They have no like they play with it like it's a normal thing.
But then
like,
let them see the movie and they won't anymore.
So we showed Hudson a clip on YouTube, which against my will, and he laughed. So I don't know if I should seek therapy for him or.
Uh-oh.
So, God, know what though? Kids will find stuff scary that you wouldn't expect to be scary. Like, do you know that scene in Hercules? Where
never
it's
saw
like
it.
the ghosts or something.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so I'm watching it with my niece, and we're sitting on the couch, and my brother and my sister-in-law were heading out. They're like, hey, well, just when you get to this part, pause it, fast forward, so she doesn't see that because it scares her. I doze off on the couch, and then I wake up to her screaming.
Oh, my gosh.
Because apparently I was supposed to pause and fast forward.
Good job,
like,
Uncle Nate.
How are you scared by this?
Oh, my gosh.
It's not that scary.
I'm still scared of things. The other day, I shut the light off in the bathroom without turning a light on outside, and it was pitch black, and I almost had a heart attack. I was like, there's something in here. I know it.
Hercules is another good one if we do the Disney game again.
It is.
Yeah.
Good music in there.
Zero to Hero.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm not in love, or I'm not in love. Yep.
Yep.
I actually dressed up like that was the last character I dressed up like before I hung it up and didn't do parties anymore.
Where would you make an hour, Danielle, doing that?
Oh, gosh, it depended. Like, if it was a simple thing, I could make $50 for the hour. If it was something complex, I could make $100 to $250, and then I'd get tips on top of it.
Wow.
And sometimes I would have repeat customers who would say, okay, we want Danielle to come back and dress as Cinderella.
Wasn't it your birthday last week, Mr. Smith?
Right. We just want her to follow our daughter around the museum for a couple of hours.
Were you
dressed as Cinderella?
Were you Danielle from the morning show at that point?
No.
She would charge $110.
Oh, but I did work on the morning show when I was Megara from Hercules because I wanted to be that character so badly that I went and did a couple of parties, but nobody knew it was me when I went to the parties.
So how did the tips work? Did you like kind of like put your hand out?
No, at the end of the day they would just, you know, I'd get undressed because most of the time,
no wonder you got tips,
you know, and then they'd give me the money. But sometimes I would get asked to come back, like if I was doing a Catwoman birthday party, sometimes the adults would say, could you come back later and do a different
come back
party
at 10 o'clock tonight.
And I would say no. I would say it doesn't work like that. I don't do those types of parties, but thank you.
Would you have to rent the costumes or would you have these at home?
I worked for Pinky's Party Palace. That was the name of the company I worked for, Mm-hmm.
That even sounds like it could be a little shady. Yeah.
I dressed up like a pink Power Ranger.
We found Danielle's OnlyFans page, by the way, now.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Did that company also handle strippers?
No.
You said no?
Pinky was a magician. She
it
was
totally
a magician.
Sounds that way, right?
And
Nate?
That was that was her name, Pinky.
Thanks for coming.
It was all, I did it for years. I made so much money. I made so much money.
You can go back to it, Danielle.
I could go back to it.
There's your fallback plan.
But that's what made me want to open a children's party company of my own because I did it for so long and I was like, I
loved it. Now, what made you want to start Rent-A-Gay?
Yes, Rent-A-Gay was another idea I had.
You also had Glory Hole as an idea.
No, that does not have Glory Hole.
Danielle is talking about the strippers. Have you guys, I assume that the men here have all ordered a stripper at some point in their lives?
Never.
Have you been near one?
I had some friends that did that one time.
Bachelor parties.
Yeah, friends, yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Have you ever gotten catfished by the stripper?
Yes.
Well, how much does that cost?
No, we hired a stripper for my friend's bachelorette party in L.A., and they gave us this like drop-down menu of all these beautiful men, so we picked this guy that we thought was so super hot, and when he showed up, it was a completely different human who was like 45 years old, bald, short. He left his socks on the whole time, and we told him, nobody needs you in a thong, or we don't need to see your wiener at all. He bedazzled a thong himself. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, and
creativity.
I tried to get my money back. They wouldn't give it back.
My episode was in L.A. as well. What is it about L.A. and strippers? That's exactly where it was.
Oh, gosh. They
Nate, is that where you stripped?
Back page.
No, mine was in Erie and then in Vegas.
You stripped in Erie?
I can't believe it. How much did you get paid, Nate?
He was the stripper in Erie.
To be totally honest, I did it as a bit on the radio, but then I could see, like, I ended up becoming friends with one of the guys. His name legitimately was Dirk.
Dirk.
Right.
And yeah, he was a stripper, and he you know, he danced in Phoenix, actually, and he made tons of money and hooked up with several ladies. And good for him.
Right. Did you ever have to give money back? Were people ever like, Nate, I'm not happy with this. I'm sorry. What was your name? Michael J. Cox?
Michael J. Cox. Yeah. Actually, one of the more embarrassing things, I have this picture of me on stage where I'm trying to get my pants off. It's very hard to get them off. And
they're so tight.
In
they're
the just, foreground, you see a quarter sitting on stage. Like, I didn't even rate for a dollar. I got a quarter thrown at me.
Where's the video? Can we get a still of that? Please.
My friend Dustin has a video of me in
Dustin.
Vegas. No, but I don't have any video the first time. I have pictures. I can send you some pictures.
I would love to see that. I just want to see a quarter on the stage.
Yeah. Okay.
How long do we have left, Froggy?
We're over. We went over a while ago.
Oh,
bye,
wow.
Everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Dirk.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.